This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Bigger Picture, and I'm T. Shao-Eek. We are now more than a month into phase two of the COVID-19 vaccination program, which is calling for those above 60 and those with comorbidities to get vaccinated. But the registration rate has still been low due to some concerns, especially among older adults, about the safety of the vaccines. So here at BFM, we've been speaking to some senior citizens who have gotten their jabs and want to encourage others to do so. Here are their stories.
Hello, my name is Juwita Wan. I'm 61 years old and I just got my COVID-19 vaccine.
How has the pandemic affected you? Have you been worried about the disease? How have you been feeling for the past 1 year plus?
And at first, it feels like it's something that's not going to happen here when I hear it happen in China. Soon before I knew it, it was already in Malaysia and was spreading fast. I did become more and more cautious, especially after the first MCO. It was very difficult for me to get out of the house without feeling afraid, thinking I'm going to get myself exposed and I'm going to get sick.
And now, cases are still high right now. In fact, higher than they've ever been. What are your thoughts right now?
Oh, yeah. I wish everybody would get vaccinated. I wish everybody would stay safe and stay home.
So, tell us about getting registered for the vaccination. I understand you registered for the AstraZeneca vaccine.
Yes, I did. Both my husband and I. The minute it was a Sunday, the minute we saw that it was open to the public, we decided not to wait and try this one instead.
And what had you heard about the vaccine before that? And, what were you thinking about it in terms of, were you worried or were you, really prepared to go for it?
Well, at first, I had doubts. But, I've been reading a lot. I did a lot of homework because I had friends. I suppose they mean well. I have family and friends telling me, please don't jump over a vaccine. You don't know what they put inside. There's dead fetuses, dogs, things like that. And I even had somebody saying that you might be even worse off after having the vaccine. You don't know what's going to happen to you. But I did a lot of homework. I read a lot. And I think that made me more confident. And I wanted to be vaccinated because I felt I'm going to be safer after this.
Where did you find your information from? Because it's one thing to say, to read a lot, right? But, there's also a lot of information being sent from everywhere, being forwarded to us. How did you know that you were reading the right things?
Okay, for one, one of my sons is a doctor, so he's been explaining to me. And I did go to the proper medical sites to read up about the vaccine, what it's good for, what are the probable side effects, how it is made. Yeah.
And the actual vaccination process itself, tell us where you went for the jab and what was it like?
Oh, my vaccine center was at UM and I was nervous and we got lost looking for the place. But once we were there parked, once we parked the car and I walked towards, I could see some people queuing. So I just joined in and from that point it was easy. Everybody showed me the way and they were really very polite. And I think I did look a bit lost. Yeah. They were polite and very professional.
And the actual jab itself, a lot of people are worried, is it painful? What are the side effects after that? Maybe you can share your experience.
Yeah, I'm afraid of needles myself. But I can honestly tell you, I didn't feel a thing. I sat down and the guy who was going to give me the jab told me just to relax and breathe in, breathe out. And before I could be ready for it, it was over. I didn't feel a thing. And I was waiting for the side effects. I thought it was going to be terrible, throbbing headaches. I'm going to experience nausea. But I came back, waited for the side effects to kick in. Turns out I had a side effect of mild flu and that was it. And a little sore upper arm. That was it.
Now, are you hearing that people around you, for example, other relatives or friends about your age, What are you hearing from them? Are they also signing up? Are they hesitant about waiting for the other vaccines?
Surprisingly, the same people who discouraged me are not curious, asking me about my experience. I told them about it. Now they seem more open about taking it. But they keep telling me, I'm scared. I'm scared of joint pain. If it's really going to be painful, it's going to be 3 days and three nights of nightmare, according to them. I told them that, you know, it's a small price to pay than getting COVID-19 infection itself. So now they're thinking, some of them haven't decided to register yet. But I think they feel more open about getting the vaccination.
After seeing that you've gone through it.
That's right. After seeing that I survived.
Not only survived, but so happy to share your experience. Maybe just a final message. What would you say to encourage everyone to register for the vaccination?
Don't be afraid. This is about getting ourselves stronger as a whole team. You can do this. It's going to be fine. And I think it's a lifetime experience. I think it's going to be a lifetime experience. Go out and get it and you'll be fine.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Juwita Wan, 61 years old, and she was sharing her experience getting the COVID-19 vaccine. If you'd like to share her experience with your friends and family, you can download the podcast from bfm.my or from our BFM app. Just search for COVID-19 vaccine stories. You can register for your jab on the MySejahtera app or on vaccinecovid.gov.my today. This has been The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.